Amen. Praise the Lord, everybody.
Hallelujah.
That's some power. Praise God. Hope everyone's doing well and having a wonderful, wonderful week. Really excited about what God's doing in this time of year. Just really blessed, it seems like, as we go through each and everything. We're going to go ahead and go to the Lord in prayer this evening. I want to welcome everybody watching online to First Pentecostal in Villarica. Welcome, welcome, welcome to our service tonight. Let's all stand if you can. Is there anyone on my right side with a spoken prayer request? Yes, ma'am. We'll definitely lift her up. Anyone else on my right side, Miss Susan? Miss Lori. Praise God, he does know. And God is very well capable, exceedingly above what we expect. Anyone else on my right side with a spoken prayer? All righty. Anyone on the left side tonight? Sister Linda? Your family? Absolutely. Anyone else, congregation or in the back? Yes, ma'am. I understand. Yes, ma'am. Absolutely. We definitely will. Anyone up here on the roster?
Continue to remember Sister Connie and Sister Abby and the others that prayer requests have come through.
If you have an unspoken prayer request, just show by the raising of it. God knows each and every situation that we lift up to Him. Our most gracious and heavenly Father, Lord, we praise Your holy name. Dear Lord, we thank You, Lord, for allowing us to gather in Your house and in Your name. Dear Lord, as we come together, may we be in one mind and one accord. Even as we stand here and pray this morning, this evening, as we open up the service, Lord, there's so many spoken prayer requests and also multiple more that aren't. And, Lord, just by being shown by the raising of our hand, by the text blast, those that come through on the Facebook pages and all the different situations. Lord, there are so many that are sick and suffering right now. And, Lord, there's so many sicknesses going around. But, Lord, we just love and praise You. Lord, we're placing them into Your mighty hands. Lord, we know that those that are recovering from surgery, we've had some good reports. But, Lord, we're asking now for their healing, for their recoveries. Lord, strengthen and guide them. Those that have got that news that says that the doctors are saying there's no hope, but, Lord, we know there is with You. And, Lord, we're placing it in Your mighty hands, dear Lord. And for those that have lost loved ones, dear Lord, we're just asking You to just give them that peace and comfort that they desire. Dear Lord, now we know there are those that are traveling, those that aren't able to be with us for whatever reason. And, dear Lord, we're lifting them up to You. Lord, thank You again, dear Lord, for hearing our prayers, dear Lord. Thank You for loving us. Dear Lord, thank You for Your precious blood that You've shed for each and every one of us. And, dear Lord, we just give You all the honor and all the glory in Jesus' name. And everybody says,
amen.
Amen, amen. Let's give the Lord a hand clap for praise. Praise God. I want to change up. We're going to do Jesus tonight. I think my heart is just going out to all these spoken prayer requests tonight, just in this small congregation. And we know there are that many more that's watching online, that's possibly putting their prayer request down right now in the comment section. Those that we haven't even spoken to that just feel like they're all alone. So there's only one name, and by all, the only name, and that's Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. So I want to ask y'all to sing with me. And let's just sing a couple of the choruses of Jesus.
There's something about that name. Master, Savior, Jesus, like the fragrance after the rain. Jesus, 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 let all heaven and earth proclaim. Hallelujah. Kings and kingdoms will all pass away, but there's something about that name. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Oh, there's something about that name. Master, Savior, but there's something about that name.
One more time. Just praise the Lord.
Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Oh, there's something about that name. Like the fragrance after the rain.
Hallelujah.
Jesus, 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 let all heaven and earth proclaim.
Hallelujah.
Something about that name.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Lord, we just love you tonight. Dear Lord, we just want again, dear Lord, as we just feel your holy presence. Lord, we know that you've heard our prayers. You hear the cries of those that seem to be in despair. Dear Lord, we just lift them up to you now, and we thank you and we praise you. And dear Lord, we give you all the honor and all the glory. In Jesus' name, and everybody says, amen, amen,
amen. Amen.
Praise God. I know we can't give him enough praise. We can't honor him enough. But all he asks is that we put all of our faith and our hope in him. And that we allow him into our life. And that's exactly all he's asking for. You know, he's paid the price. He's done the work. Everything that's necessary for us to turn ourselves and our families over to him. Praise God, praise God. Before we take up the offering this evening, I'm going to ask you to give me a moment to go through this list of announcements that we have. And we've got, they're all very important. They all need to be done. Just praise the Lord. This is the last evening, and I'm going to ask you to continue to pray for the Operation Christmas Child, the Good Samaritan, the Shoeboxes ministry that's done here every year. I want to thank you for all that's helped. I'm going to invite anybody that wants to help tomorrow at 5 p.m. You'll just let Miss Elaine know, or excuse me, 5:30. Okay, it's now 5:30. 5:30 p.m. Over in the Curtis Center, everybody wanted to have to help pack the shoeboxes. We've been working on it. She's got a lot set out that she's already got laid out. And then if there was anything else that's coming in tonight, it would do. Or if you've got a shoebox that you haven't brought back yet, if you would, please, you can bring it. And we are going to bring them into the sanctuary and have them here for Sunday morning, because we'll load them up and take them and to deliver them Sunday. So I know we got a couple that won't be here till Sunday morning, the boxes, but they're already packed, so that makes it easier. So if you got anything, and also if you'd still like to help contribute to the postage, it's $10. But we thank you for all that's come through. Ask you to continue to pray for the team as they prepare these, and just to give them time to get everything done that needs to be done. And we're really excited about it this year. Also, the next thing, don't forget Sunday night. We're having our annual Thanksgiving dinner, and it'll be this Sunday night at 6 p.m. over in the Curtis Center. Everybody's invited. Just asking you to bring drinks, dessert, or covered dishes, and the church is furnishing the meats. And it's going to be a wonderful time of fellowship and a time that we normally, it's usually a big thing on that. So if y'all would, anybody want to be involved in it, please make plans Sunday night at 6 p.m. And that's that announcement. I want to make sure I check them all off. Also, December 11th, we're having a community service that we have here to be hosted here at First Pentecostal. It'll be at 6 p.m. also, that Sunday night, the 11th. So make plans to come. I know last time I think there were 5 churches involved. I haven't seen the numbers yet, but it was a wonderful turnout. This one was a big bang. It was the first kickoff we did last year, so it's been a year that we've been doing these. And it's also going to be the Shop with a Cop, and it goes to the local children in this area. It's a wonderful ministry, again, that we do for the children. On December 10th, at 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m., the Ida Bell Circle is having their Christmas tea party. A wonderful time. They're asking all ladies to come. They are asking for you to RSVP, either Sister Linda or Sister Denise. And excuse me, it's on the 10th, that Saturday, and without skipping any. On December 3rd, Brother Jim McCoy, it's a ministry that he heads up for us, a wonderful ministry that he does. We're going to be doing our Christmas caroling. All are invited to join. We're going to be meeting over at Ashbrook at 9:45 a.m. that morning, and then we actually get to go to 2 facilities now that we don't have to worry about the shutdowns and all they've had. So it'll be Christmas caroling on December. Kids are invited. They'll be giving out Christmas cards, candy cane. It's always a fun time, and the adults definitely come and have fun. They even let me come, even though I can't. It's just a wonderful time just to just spread cheer to all those that are in assisted living, or some of them are in the memory unit. So it's a wonderful chance that we get to go. And then on December 11th, also after the AM service, the Amazing Gracers are having their Christmas banquet. And Sister Karen McCoy will have that information. And that's all I have on that note. And also, any envelopes, any color, any size, would you like to bring them in? They can even already be opened and used, unless you open them like I do. But if you got any, the kids will be using it. It's for the drama presentation at Christmas, and it's a wonderful time. So if you would like to bring them, I notice there's some in the foyer now. Bring them on. They're going to need a whole bunch of them. So if you got any envelopes when you open, all this mail that's coming around now for the campaigning, and for those my age is getting the Medicare letters, there's a lot of envelopes coming in. So Elaine's starting to stack them in a stack. We'll bring them in. So just anything you can do to help would be much appreciated. Any other announcements? All right. That was lengthy, wasn't it? Praise God. We'll go ahead and take up the evening offering. Thomas, would you? Bless our offering, please.
refuse me. For surely there's a work that I can do.
Blessed tonight. Praise the Lord. It's good to be back home. Comforts me, and His grace has set me free, and someday I shall stand by His side. I am blessed. I am blessed every day that I live. I am blessed.
morning till I lay my head to rest. Lord, I'm blessed. I am blessed. When I wake up in the morning till I
sang this for my mom today. Every time before I leave, I always say, Mama, do you want me to sing you a song before I leave? And she always says yes, and she always cries. God bless her. She's 87 years old. Your cries have awoken the Master. Crossing the calm sea with Jesus, the disciples were getting concerned. The wind started violently blowing, but he was asleep in the stern. Does he not care that we perish? We're helpless and we're so afraid. Jesus arose when they called him and said to them, where is your faith? Because you prayed all night, because you've held on with all of your might. Child, your cries have awoken the Master, and he knows your voice. Lift your hands, it's time to rejoice. Child, your cries have awoken the Master. It hit you without any warning. The storm of your life had begun. Seeing no hope in the distance, you're frightened and nowhere to run. By now your vessel is filling, and you're thinking that you'll surely drown. You cried out for help from the Savior, and you know that you can't give up now. Because you've prayed all night, because you've held on with all of your might. Child, your cries have awoken the Master. Oh, he knows your voice. Lift your hands, it's time to rejoice. Child, your cries have awoken the Master. Now you're up there worried that he's fast asleep. The winds are so deadly, the water's so deep. But try to be patient, 'cause soon he'll bring peace. Just one word from his voice and it all must cease. Because you've prayed all night, 'cause you've held on with all your might. Child, your cries have awoken the Master, and he knows your voice. Lift your hands, it's time to rejoice. Child, your cries have awoken the Master. Child, your cries
I've awoken the Master. Child, your cries, I've awoken the Master.
Isn't it a blessing that through the love of Jesus Christ, through the love of God, that our cries do waken the Master? That is such a powerful, powerful thought process in this finite mind of mine, that even me, the Lord loves, and willing to hear my cries and to be there to take care of me in all situations. Praise God. Well, I'm just glad. I thank that for the opportunity to stand here with y'all tonight and just to read the Lord's Word and to have a little message. I just want to thank each and every one of you for turning out tonight. For those of you watching online, welcome. Or if you're watching at a later date. But I'm going to ask you, if you would, to turn in your Bible to Colossians 3. We're going to go to Colossians 3. We got a couple of places we'll go, but we're just going to read this part together, and then we'll add the other scripture in as we go through the night. But we're going to go to Colossians 3, verses 15, 16, and 17. It's what we're going to read tonight. When everybody gets there, just say, praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to the which also ye are called in one body, and to be ye thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. And whatsoever ye do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by Him. Our most gracious and heavenly Father, Lord, we just love you. Lord, we thank you for your word, dear Lord. We thank you, Lord, for the opportunity you've given us to gather in your house and in your mighty name. Dear Lord, as your word goes forth, dear Lord, we ask you to just take charge, dear Lord. We ask you just to anoint these lips of clay, dear Lord. Just let the speaker step out of the way and let your Holy Spirit take full charge. And, dear Lord, we give you all the honor and glory, dear Lord. May your word be edified. Lord, may the message go forth. And, Lord, we give you all the honor and glory in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, amen. Praise the Lord. We'll swap mics here as they flip it around. Sure do appreciate everybody working back on the sound and with the broadcast that goes out every service and with all the stuff that goes out on the screen. I love the idea. I've looked at it when we were on vacation and get to see the scripture plastered up there with it. And all the other things, even with the songs. We're just so blessed to have the talent that we have in our church, from the music, the musicians, the singers, all the way through to all the technical side. Because without them, I couldn't do much but maybe turn the switch on. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Amen. Thank you. That's right. No, it's not the same. Absolutely. And I've actually heard testimonies from some folks that don't go to church here that say that they'll listen to it, especially during the week. They'll use it as, I listen to certain things as I travel too. You know, I've got some ministers that I listen to, but to be able to turn on our church and actually play that and just do it with all the technology. We're so blessed. We're so blessed. Let's look back at this scripture now. In Colossians 3, let's look at 15 for a moment. And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to which also ye are called in one body, and be ye thankful. You know, I was thinking about Thanksgiving, and then, of course, this time of year, you're going to hear messages and messages, or sermons, or however you want to word it, or even Bible studies that's on being thankful. And, you know, it's something that we look at in different directions. I know times in my life where I was thankful for, you know, material things. Things that I really wanted or felt like, you know, whether it be you know, with a wonderful marriage, or meeting the person that God had intended for you to marry, like I did with my bride. And then you think about your marriage and your years, and then when your kids are born, and just being thankful that you're able to supply for them, and, you know, your first house or your first things. And then there's also that the greedy side of me that likes the new vehicle or the new this and that or the new flashy things. But when I thought about being thankful, some things have really come into my heart. And the message tonight is just a very simple one, but I like it. I had it, if you see my notes, I've scratched things out. But this one came late today, and I give God the glory. It says, thankful in all seasons. And even though this is a season of being thankful and thanksgiving, Elaine has a box on our table where you come in. And it says about being thankful. And you open it up, and she told the grandkids, and we didn't get it when the boys were young, but even for us, jot something down and throw it in there that you're thankful for. Our goal one day is to open that thing up and start reading them, especially if you're ever down and out. Just look at the things that God's given us and the many, many blessings. But as I read this, and the very first part of this says, and let the peace of God rule in your hearts. Soak in for a moment. Let the peace of God rule in your hearts. What were we just part of not 15 minutes ago? And that was the prayer request. And we heard all the prayers being lifted up, those individuals being lifted up, or situations that's been lifted up to God that need help and need a touch of His mighty hand right now. But He also says, be thankful in your heart. So as we lift things up to God, and we know in needs, and there are those things that come against us, and I guess where I'm going with this, give me a moment to set the background. I was reading a devotional. I already had the idea, and I didn't have the scripture at the time, but God was laying on my heart different things. I've read a lot of scripture this week, and I try to anyway, but this one I really was seeking God. And I read a devotional, and it said something. It says that when we let problems, when we get face problems, they didn't specify what the problems were. It says it comes all consuming and takes all of our thoughts and everything that we have. It'll lock you up. It talks about the problems, and I'm adding a lot to this to it. It was a very short, just two or three lines, but I really liked it. It really meant a lot to me. We're going through things in my family, and I'm sure as we heard the prayer request tonight, there's so many families involved in something. But it says that when we face a problem or a situation, that as humans in our flesh, we have options. And one of them is that problem becomes all-consuming to where, in some of us, I think it's that instinct, you got to fix it, and you got to fix it now. You got to do whatever you can do. That could be a sickness. It could be an injury. It could be a family relationship. It could be financial. It could be a job. The medical situations that we're hearing so much going on now. But as we're facing problems, and some people would say life, but I'm saying problems, and I really want to emphasize that, it becomes all-consuming in so many cases. There are those it causes. You hear of the depression. You hear of all the things that's going around, especially the holiday season, loneliness, emptiness, the things that happen. And as I was reading this, and I really started thinking about times in my life that I've had things that would be so heavy on my heart and my mind that I would just wake up during the night, and you're trying to solve the problem in your head. I don't know about y'all. I told y'all, I was told many, many years ago when I was little, there are things we need to, you know, just pull your bootstraps up, and let's handle it and let's get it done. And it becomes so consuming, even in relationships or finances or whatever, you name it. And, you know, I've got a few years under my belt now, so there's been some experiences that we've gone through that I felt like it was just all consuming. But then at the same time, we're talking about being thankful. And I'm looking at these problems, and I'm thinking how they encompass me. And I'm going to use me as an example. I've had situations that I felt like I couldn't break out. They're almost like chains. They're almost like the heavy weights that come on. I talk about laying down at night. You start to cat nap, and the next thing you know, you're back awake. Even things with the kids, I would worry about them or the grandkids. There's a couple of things going through that I said, I want to fix it. I want to just shake them and say, this is the way it's supposed to be in my mind. And it becomes so distracting of anything else that I have. And that's why I think it's important that at least we have this one holiday, but this should be a yearly thing, that we're thankful to our Lord God, Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Because all the things that we've done, all the things that we could do, all the things that maybe we faced, where would we be without the Lord if we didn't look at what we're thankful for? But the main thing to this encompassing area, just say it's something simple. All problems are not simple. But just say it's something. And I want you, anybody here not seeing the pictures from a drone, how it can pick up, you know, whether it be ball games or races or, you know, sports or just people, National Geographic, they're using these drones going down in these canyons and all. Well, imagine that in the eyes of God. If you take our problem that to us is all-encompassing and God, it's so tight, you can't even smile. You can't even take a deep breath. But when we learn to release it to God and to see it through His eyes, not that we can put our eyes in God's, but just imagine. You take it like a drone and you draw that picture back and it becomes just something very small. Matter of fact, He knows tomorrow, doesn't He? He knows my future. He knows everything that we're facing. He knows those doors that He slammed shut for us, or those roads He's blocked, or maybe a career path that He told you don't need to be there anymore, and He shuts that door. He already knows what He's promised on the other side. So how can we take these situations, and when I read that devotional, it talked about just that, and I'm adding a lot more to it because y'all know I've got a very visual mind, and it goes crazy. I have to be calmed down sometimes. But I want to talk about that for a minute. We're so stressed with life and issues, and dog, don't even talking about the stuff that's on the news right now. You know, you're going to throw your hands up and say there's no hope. But we do know there's hope. We do know the truth. And as I read this scripture, and I just want to stop with that first sentence or that first part of a sentence in 15. It says, and let the peace of God rule in your hearts, comma. That alone is a message. We had Veterans Day this last weekend, Friday. Elaine was pulling some pictures out and posted a few. And one of them, I was sitting in the living room in my khakis. Everybody could tell what age of military I was in. And I was fixed to fly out that night. They were taking me to the airport. It was over at my mom's house. That's the chair in my mom's living room. I'll never forget that chair. And Elaine was there. And Mom and Dad were going. I don't know if my brothers and sisters went. They were little tights when I left. And the whole world was ahead of me. But I had no idea what to expect. I know what the order said. And I know where we were going, and I know I wasn't going to be able to be with her. And I know my dad, when he gave me that hug at the airport, I know my cheeks got wet. Never broke down. But he told me he loved me. And when I came home, he would be there to pick me up from the airport. And I couldn't look back when I walked away. And that was minor. God took care of that. But at that moment, the unknown. That moment, the unknown. When I went down, and it was funny, because we had to fly from Atlanta to Charleston, then we got on a plane there, and then they took us the next flight. But I was young and dumb. I hadn't been in there long enough to be wet behind the ears, so I was still learning what I could do and what I shouldn't do. That's minor. You think about someone that's lost a loved one. I know for y'all, there's a lot of prayers going out for people that's getting diagnoses that just seem... I'm talking about this because I'm trying to sink it into y'all that yes, we all suffer through things and we have problems. But greater than those problems that's facing us through the eyes of God, if you draw it back from this moment that we're just buried in this stuff to looking at what God has in store for us. And it's through our faith in Him and through receiving Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, we're able to step forward and go forward. And now you can talk to somebody my age or someone, even the young ones. Say, man, if you where I thought I was, look where I am now. Look what God's given me. Look what He's done for me. And it says, in the rest of that, it says, to the which also ye are called in one body, and be ye thankful. Right there, just be thankful. And that's what we're talking about with this season. When we talk about Thanksgiving, there's going to be empty chairs at dining room tables, or there's going to be families that's broke up. There's going to be kids that's living in a home that's broke with a father and a mother not together, and all these situations. And we need to be in prayer for that, but we need to somehow express to each other that through the love of God and through His blessings on us, we still have hope. We still have things that only He can give us. It says, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom. We talked about wisdom in Sunday school the other morning. And there's times that I thought I knew what things were supposed to be, but I realized that wisdom is God. He's the all-knowing. And it says, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom. Through His word and through His promises, and understanding that He's the great I Am, the creator of all, that everything that we have and everything that we face today, there's one promise. And that's that if we give our life to Him, that He's going to take us and He's going to be our Lord and Savior. And He's going to guide us to wherever He would have us to be. And the ultimate destination is being in that heavenly home. And that's the promise. That there will be no more of this sorrow, pain, hurting, no more death, no more tears, nothing. And it says in that wisdom, it says, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with the grace in your heart to the Lord. As we stand here and we had the wonderful messages that came forth this weekend from the foundation to the bricks that we brought in, and we stacked them up. And if anybody has any questions, we'd love to answer them when you see those, because each and every individual brick is stacked one beside each other, one-on-one, which Jesus Christ is the cornerstone. He is our foundation. But each and every one of us, we lay everything at the Lord's feet and on Him, and that's exactly how we stand together. So we're standing together, admonishing each other in song and hymns, teaching and admonishing one another. And in my Bible, when you look at admonishing, it says urging one another in psalms and hymns. That's lifting each other up. I'm urging you. Give it to God. Give it to God. Join us. Let's sing and let's praise and let's worship the Almighty King, the Lord of Lords, the King of Kings, Jesus Christ, our Savior. I don't know about y'all, but this has hit me so hard. And there's some questions, and I don't mind. I'm not going to say it here in this service, but God knows what my family needs right now. And it says, psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. And whatsoever ye do in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father by Him. And that's exactly what we're talking about. When we give God the glory, and no matter what trials we go through, we talk about, you know, people, and this has actually been testified here, going into heart surgery and saying, you know, I'm a winner either way. Either God's going to bring me through this surgery and everything's going to be fine, or whatever, however He's got me going through it, or He's going to take me home. How am I going to lose? There are situations that we go through in life financially. There are things that we go through, like I said, in families and spiritual walk that we have. We stumble, we fall. But through the grace and love of our Lord, He'll pick us up. And if we ask Him, we repent. We ask Him just to forgive us for our sins, and we repent, humbly repent, and give it all to Him. And we talk about the power in the Lord and everything that we face, but life here is still difficult. And that hit me so hard. I was talking about being thankful, and at times I look at this and I was saying to myself, I always say I'm blessed. I mean, I have no doubt I am. I know I'm blessed. You can't change my mind. There's nothing about it. You can't change my mind any more than I know that God created everything that there is and everything that there will be. And that He puts things into place. He puts people in our lives. He puts directions in here. God has allowed so much to happen that everything is here is His. So we're going to flip over as I keep going here, and I'm trying not to rattle. Y'all forgive me, but I just want to shout. I just want to tell you that no matter what we're going through, we need to let God break those chains, break those bonds, break those things that's holding us down. But I want y'all to go to 1 Thessalonians. And I know this is some different books of the Bible, so I'll give you a second to get over there. Go to 1 Thessalonians 5. Maybe some of y'all are real fast at Bible searches. I'm not. Go to 1 Thessalonians 5, and we're just going to read a couple of verses there, but we're going to start with 16. 1 Thessalonians 5:16. Now, we're talking about thankful in all seasons. You know, I could carry my feelings on my shoulders and let everything that's going on just bug me. But I'm trying to learn, and I'm asking God to give me what he's going to give me to help me get through some battles when I let things really, really, you know, come at me. I'm trying to say it nicely. But if we look at 1 Thessalonians 5:16, what does it say? Rejoice evermore. And in my little study Bible, it says always. So we can say rejoice always. Pray without ceasing. If you want to be thankful during hard times, we need to pray. We know, and I'm going to be honest with you, I know God already knows what I'm going to pray before I ever pray it, but it makes me feel better just to let it out. Sometimes when we let it out, we let things out that we even had no idea we were holding in. Those things that were holding us back, those problems that are binding us, it says, rejoice evermore or always. Pray without ceasing. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Quench not the spirit. Despise not prophecies. Prove all things. Hold fast that which is good. And then it gets serious. Abstain from all appearance of evil. And the very God of peace sanctify you wholly. And I pray God your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless until the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's what we're thankful for. If you read in Thessalonians and we talk about it, and as Paul was doing this writings, and I've done a fast read and a couple of times here, and reread it again tonight. There was so much negativism. The world was coming at the Church of Thessalonica, and they were so much trying to destroy it or bring it down and draw it the other way. It says that the darkness is succeeding, and they're seeing all these things happening, but he lets them know real quick that they're light. They're in the light of God. That when they're called home, that darkness will be lost, but that light will go. And he's telling them real quick they're victorious, because when the Lord comes, it says the dead in Christ shall rise, and we will meet them in the air. And that's exactly, if you read back in 4 and 5, what they're talking about. But as he specifies here, and this scripture is referred to many, many times if you look up thankfulness and rejoicing. It says, rejoice evermore, pray without ceasing, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Things happen. Mistakes are made. Now I'm talking about humanly. But God doesn't make mistakes. But he can take my circumstances that I completely mess up. And I believe this in my heart. I tell you I'm blessed. He can take the things that I've fouled up and make something out of it. It's just like the potter with the clay. He can mash it down and retool it and redo it and make a beautiful pot. I don't know about y'all, but Elaine and I love going to Pigeon Forge. And when we're over there at the old mill, there's the pottery place right across from there. I don't know the name of the little, that's part of their business too. But to watch them make those little bears and the bowls and all that. Matter of fact, their seconds even look good to me. Some of them have a weird star, or when they fired them, they came out a little different. They don't match the set, but they're still beautiful. And I think about that in my life. God's taken the things that I've messed up and those things that's come against me, and he's creating something in me now that I'm still waiting to see the finished product. And I look forward to it, because when he calls me home, it's going to be glorious. And I'm still human. I still need Jesus Christ. I need that blood to continue. I ask the Lord for forgiveness in my heart all the time. But I do know when these circumstances come against us, that really meant a lot to me. If we look at it through the eyes of the Lord, when he looks down upon our situation, that we think it's all encompassing, that cloud is so big over our head. You know, you've seen commercials or little shows where the person's walking around and it's just raining on them, right? And then, you know, my life, it'd have lightning in it too. But there's times that I've been there. But when we get despondent and we get depressed and we let these things just weigh us down, the true and only answer that I want to give someone, and it says that we're going to sing psalms with each other, and I want to lift y'all up. I want y'all to lift me up. I want somebody to remind me, you're blessed, aren't you? Oh, yeah, that's right, that's right. I might be, you know, got my shoulders rolled over, my lips pooched out, but I know I'm blessed. And that's all this message is. We want to talk about Thanksgiving. There's going to be great messages come forth about Thanksgiving with people a lot more studious than I am that have so much better vocabulary. They can put this out. But as we read this in Thessalonians, I want to ask you one more time. Turn to John, St. John 16:33. And I'm glad for... I have paper clips. St. John 16:33. We're going to read it, and then we're going to get ready to start closing. But there's one part that I want to add about that negativeness. These are my writings. I just use the outline of what that devotional was. It also said that when we have this pressure, and if you're a person that feels like the stress, you feel like the difficulty's on you to correct right now. And a lot of times we don't give it time to work out. And it also puts that pressure on us. But the better way, as I said, was to give it to God. But I want to read something here that I wrote down. It says, we must decide, do I try to fix it? Or do I fight against it? Or do I run? Do I hide? Or do I place it in the hands of God? Will I let Him lead me? Will I let Him fight the battle for me? And then my faith, my belief, and my trust, and my courage only comes from God, doesn't it? I would just do those little commas and just add a little bit here and there. And I was thinking about that tonight as we're thankful for this season. And I know we're going to have our dinner Sunday night, and I know there's going to be a wonderful service Sunday morning, and I know we still have Wednesday night and then get ready for Thanksgiving. I don't know which of y'all were hosting or which of y'all get to travel, however that works. I just found out last night that we're hosting at our house. So that little cloud started forming again. As I'm looking around, I'm just getting well enough that Lane still won't want me on a ladder. I still got some hedges that need some wildness cut back. Still got some ceiling fans that we got to get dusted. And she goes, it's not a problem. Well, that's one of my weaknesses. If they're coming to the house... I know Mama's not with us anymore, but I know she'd still tell Elaine or whisper in Elaine's ear, there's dust up there on that china or something. And she didn't mean wrong. It's just that was my mama. But we're going to read. I know I just asked you to turn to John 16:33, but as this season comes and we start being thankful, I want you to really think about it. More than just tonight. As you praise God and you go to Him in prayer, there may be something that's very heavy on your heart right now. There may be an emptiness that you can't find an answer for. There may be something that you don't even realize is putting that frown on your face, or it's taking away that joy and that peace that you don't understand why you can't, you know. And don't judge me. Don't judge anybody else. Say, well, they're always smiling and they're always doing this, because I'm going to be honest with you. I heard something that a very wise person told me a long time ago. And it's not to be jealous of others, because you don't know what crosses they're bearing. It's just some folks carry it differently. But as you think about Thanksgiving this week, I want you to really think about God in your life and the blessings that we have. But if we look at John 16:33, and this is the words of Jesus, just like it was with that with the other sermon. But it says, these things I have spoken unto you, that in me you might have peace. But listen to this. In the world, you shall have tribulations. But be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. That's Jesus Christ. He's overcome the world. It's nothing I do. It's nothing our pastor does. It's nothing our prayer groups do. It's nothing that our small ministries do any more than just be something that the Lord can use. So as we go back in our scripture, and I'm just going to, I'm not asking y'all to flip back, but I am real quick. As we look at it, and let the peace of God rule in your hearts. Jesus Christ has overcome the world. God is the creator of all. The enemy knows he's lost. That's why he's so active right now. That's why he wants to destroy families. He wants to destroy homes. He wants to steal our children. He wants to take those that have any joy and happiness that people have. The ideal thing is for us to give it all to the Lord and say, God, we know you've overcome this, Satan. And we can rebuke him, but it's not in my name. It's not in First Pentecostal name. It's in Jesus' name, right? Just like when we pray for somebody for healing. It's Jesus that buried those stripes. It's Jesus that has it. So I want y'all to think about that tonight. I know I jumped around a lot and I got really carried away. Or at least I feel like I do. But how can we be helpful? First of all, I want us to look in our own closet and in the mirror at ourselves and realize that we're a child of God. That everything that we go through right now, everything that we are, so we need to give it to Him. The time, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and just let God just be in control of our lives. When these things come against us, lift up the Lord and say, Lord, this is yours. Sure, it hurts. Gosh, it hurts. I don't even have an answer. Lord, I need you. I need you to get me through this situation. And that's exactly where we are right now. So be thankful. I want to tell y'all how much I appreciate y'all. I'm so thankful for y'all. Thankful for this church. I'm thankful for our pastor, for the wonderful ministries that come forth from here, our Sunday school classes. I like the class up here, and I love my class because we're building a relationship. There's so many things, the drama ministries, the music ministries, everything that we have. God is, it's all God's. So let's glorify Him in everything that we do. When we're down and out, or even if we are seeking the Lord, there's nothing wrong with asking somebody, will you pray with me? You don't have to tell them why. All you got to say is, will you pray with me or pray for me? And that should be something that we do naturally, just lift up the Lord. But we just love the Lord this evening, and I'm going to go ahead and get ready to close. I know it's a little cool outside. Some people might say it's cold, but it's a little cool. But it's going to be a wonderful rest of the week. I want y'all to have a wonderful weekend. And if anybody wants to dust, just call me. I'll tell you what needs dusting. But it's going to be great. We did find out Dad's not going to be able to be with us where he's at. They don't want him to leave the facility because they're worried about the sickness that's going around. They had him on quarantine. He's out of that now. So, but it's going to be different. But I know God's here with him wherever he'll be, and he's going to be with us too. I love y'all. Let's be thankful. I really, like I said, I'm thankful for y'all. Does anyone need prayer? Let's all stand. I don't want to close without letting you know that this altar is open. There's been much prayer for those that are sick, those that are shut in, those that are going through, just had surgeries, and those that are wanting to come home, those that are recovering now, those that just don't have a desire right now. The Lord just pricked their hearts and just let them know that He loves them just like He loves us. We're not exclusive. His church is worldwide. But if all hearts and minds clear, if y'all would just close your eyes and bow your heads. If anyone needs prayer, just show by the raising of your hand. God sees each and every one. Our most gracious and heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you for your word, dear Lord. We thank you for your comfort, your peace, and your love that you've given each and every one of us. Dear Lord, as we just thank you for this service, Lord, we thank you for those that are watching live with us tonight or at a later date. Lord, we just give you all the honor and glory. Lord, you see the hands that were raised. You know the depths of our hearts. You know each and every situation. Lord, as we prepare to depart, dear Lord, we ask you to keep us safe. Bring us back at our appointed time. Dear Lord, with all the activities of our church, all the ministries that's going forth, dear Lord, we ask for your blessings to be upon each one. Lord, may we always step out of the way, and dear Lord, let it all be about you in everything that we do. Lord God, we just love and praise you. And Lord, we give you all the honor and glory in Jesus' name. And everybody says, amen, amen. Have a wonderful evening. Praise God. See y'all Sunday morning for Sunday school.